Welcome to this new edition of the Daily BayPay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 12, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. MIMO raises 15 British pounds and 50 pence MLN and launches B2B payments platform. UK-based payments platform MIMO has secured a 15.5 million British pounds investment led by Northzone to launch a platform that simplifies B2B payments. Revolut India obtains PPI license from RBI. UK-based fintech company Revolut has obtained an in-principle authorization from the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, to issue prepaid payment instruments, PPI, in the region. CFPB and EU commence talks on consumer finance. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the EU have initiated a dialogue on consumer finance, addressing big tech, digital payments, and AI. Pago Confiado receives authorization in Mexico. Mexico-based financial services provider Pago Confiado, a branch of the Fiado conglomerate, has been authorized as an electronic payment funds institution in the region. Verituity collaborates with MasterCard. Provider of intelligent, verified payout solutions Verituity has announced a partnership with MasterCard to integrate MasterCard Move. Viva.com partners with Bancomat. European cloud-based technology bank Viva.com has entered a strategic collaboration with Bancomat to allow its Italian merchant network to accept the latter's payment methods. Coinbase boosts UK crypto adoption with Apple Pay integration. Coinbase has enabled UK users to buy digital assets with Apple Pay, aiming to expand crypto adoption amidst market slowdown and low retail interest. Siren partners with Chainalysis. All-in-one investigation platform company Siren has announced a partnership with blockchain intelligence platform Chainalysis. SMB financial management platform MIMO raises 15.5 meters. MIMO, a platform designed to simplify business-to-business payments, has raised 15.5 million in an investment round led by Northzone. Citago partners with MMOB on embedded finance proposition. Today, Citago, a leading fintech that provides working capital solutions, and MMOB, the universal API adapter, announced the launch of a new partnership. This collaboration enables lenders and corporates to embed Citago's flexible invoice finance and cash flow solutions, using MOB's hyper-efficient integration capabilities. CMA outlines competition concerns with AI foundation models. The Competition and Markets Authority, CMA, has identified key risks to fair competition in AI foundation models, FMs, growing concerns as AI rapidly develops in the financial industry. MTS Bank announces IPO despite Russian banking sanctions Reuters. Russia's MTS Bank has announced it will hold an initial public offering, IPO, despite current Western sanctions on Russian banks. ClearScore launches new TV ad miniseries. ClearScore, the credit app and online financial marketplace, has launched a new consumer advertising campaign, bringing back Charlie and his canine companion, Moose, in a TV ad miniseries. Citi ends first quarter as Asia-Pacific's top ECM underwriter. Citi emerged as the top underwriter for equity capital markets, ECM, in Asia ex-Japan for the first quarter, Q1, of 2024, continuing the strong momentum built in 2023. At the end of Q1, Citi commanded a total issuance volume that was double that of the next closest competitor. Lloyds warns against fraudsters on Booking.com and Airbnb. With summer holidays on the horizon, Lloyds Bank is cautioning customers against scams as they book their vacations. Overruled acquires TURBOFAC. Akin's award-winning legal data productivity platform Overruled has acquired the TURBOFAC Comprehensive U.S. Sanctions Research System, creating an essential one-stop shop for sanctions professionals globally. Nuvei launches invoice financing services. Canada-based fintech company Nuvei has launched new invoice financing services integrated into enterprise resource planning, ERP, platforms. M&S extends partnership with HSBC UK. M&S and HSBC UK have partnered to augment credit, payment, and loyalty solutions for customers, aiming for a seamless digital shopping experience. ESSIS to launch exercise for DORA implementation. The European Supervisory Authorities, ESSIS, have announced their intentions to launch the voluntary exercise for the next stage of the DORA implementation. Oracle launches a service to combat money laundering. Oracle's Financial Services division has launched the Financial Services Compliance Agent, a cloud-based service powered by artificial intelligence, AI. Coinbase boosts UK crypto adoption with Apple Pay integration. Coinbase has enabled UK users to buy digital assets with Apple Pay, aiming to expand crypto adoption amidst market slowdown and low retail interest. Banco de Portugal's Elder Rosalino confirmed as EBA Day 2024 host keynote. Rosalino will be taking to the stage to open the show in Lisbon, Portugal for this year's EBA Day, exploring the roadmap for a modern and safe payments market. NextGen Nordics 2024. Under 2 weeks to go, on the 23rd of April, Finextra will be returning to Stockholm for NextGen Nordics for a day packed with panels, Q&As, workshops, keynotes, and networking. AR platform Tabs raises $7 million. Tabs, an accounts receivable, AR, platform for B2B businesses, today announced a $7 million seed funding round led by Lightspeed Venture Partners. Equity Bank and MasterCard team on cross-border money transfers in Kenya. MasterCard and Equity Bank have announced a strategic collaboration that will enable Equity Bank customers to send money safely and securely to 30 countries. This collaboration marks a significant milestone for cross-border financial transactions in Kenya. Jack Henry signs United Bank. Jack Henry, NASDAQ, JKHY, announced today that United Bank selects Jack Henry to support its growth, modernize operations, and gain a competitive edge. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.